The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from inside the Winds of Change at Dogwater Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. My wingman, Nick Ramirez, is back in the house. Yeah. Studio B is full of Chewy and Dick. Take that how you will. But it's going to be a great show. You know why? We have Wheatstone Bridge here.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
How are y'all? It's good to see you, good to hear you, good to be heard.
This is so awesome. The first time I saw them, I was like, when do we have them on the show?
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
And now look at us.
I know. We have arrived, gentlemen.
And now they are accomplished veterans of the Reno stages and venues. And
oh, yeah. We didn't get them
here
back then
and
when
abroad.
They sucked.
Yeah, no. We need to let them get back. They were good. Individually, they're all good, but their stew hadn't had time to kind of marinate.
That's actually very true. No, you're right. That's true. We were just fucking around.
Oh, we know.
Aren't you still?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's more refined fuckery.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the studio. Let's see your names going around from my left to right.
I'm Doyle Stewart. My real last name is Schickelgruber.
Doyle Schickelgruber. That's an interesting mustache you have there,
Doyle,
sir.
He's from the same place Balky was from, right?
Where are you from, Doyle?
I don't want to say. I'm still looking for my native trailer park, actually.
Dayton.
where you originally spawned, you're going back to spawn there before you die yourself.
Yeah. or set shit on fire.
Fire. Same thing. and then to your left there.
Hi, I'm Jill Marlene.
Hi, Jill. Long time no see. Welcome back to the show.
Dang.
And welcome back to the show to you too, Doyle. You have been here before.
No, I haven't been here before.
We must say that it is Doyle's birthday. We can't let that go in.
No, I haven't. Yes, you have. No,
it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday, Doyle. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm officially old.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another completion.
So to speak.
Birthday on the
He's
radio.
Had a lot of them.
The
Don't
fake
just
radio.
Be gentle.
Revolution.
Mean.
And then also the other powerhouse of vocals here in the band,
Hello.
The lovely and talented Margie Ford.
Hi, everybody. Nice. I'm Margie fucking Ford, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Ah.
Scafidi
needs
likes
to be
it.
A sticker. Yeah, that's funny, because that's Scafidi.
I'm not Jen Scafidi.
Wow.
Popular, or contrary to popular belief.
No, you just make
really
her nipples
long,
hard.
Yeah, you do make her nipples hard.
Right.
Wow.
I bet
wow.
you do make Jen's nipples hard.
Oh, yeah.
She does that to music a lot. Mm-hmm. Just spontaneous.
Is that true, Jen?
Seriously.
That's all I got her saying.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
So I guess it is true.
What, Jim? What'd you say there?
Get a race
and
never
then,
do that.
And then to Margie's left, we also have the lovely and talented
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Step up to the mic when you say that, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, how
five
are you?
Letters, one syllable.
Welcome,
hi, Steve.
Welcome to the show.
Steve's the hot one in the band.
You've
he's only
also
in the band
been on
he's
the
so
show
cute.
Before, correct?
Because I'm cute.
Yeah, he's got those. Chomper things.
Yeah, super married, Rick. Yeah.
This thing has never got me
late. Oh, it's like a sunset,
in my life.
Nick. A sunset. I don't care
right,
if it lights me back. I just want to
look at it. Thank you for answering ahead of time.
You're a beautiful man.
Never got me late. So that puts you in the loop.
Because you get done with a gig, you have
maybe
to pack up.
It's
not like I had roadies.
In the great.
You got to pack up, take it all home. You don't want it sitting in your car because you might get ripped off.
That is what she said.
Yeah.
It's why you take it inside and play a couple songs for before you, you know, like butter her all up.
Yeah, butter her up.
mm-hmm. Plus, if you leave your guitar in your car, you're just kind of an asshole. You know what I mean? Like,
you're just asking for
duh.
It.
Duh.
Not as bad as leaving your kid or your dog in there, but close.
Yeah.
It's
I
really
mean, it's
close.
Right up there
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
They won't take your guitar away. If you
can't replace
the
a guitar. You can always have
it won't
another
die.
Baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
You should have like guitar.
Oh no!
People be like, you're not using your guitar.
Dude, I didn't steal your guitar out of your car. I rescued it.
It's 104 out. The fuck are you thinking?
The neck is going all over the place.
I had to rescue it from that oppressive air in the car.
It was so out of tune.
You had to smash my windows.
Oh my God.
You didn't have to leave your guitar in the car.
Exactly. You cruel son of a bitch.
So to kind of pull things back together here. Hey Nick. Welcome back. How was your week?
Oh, man. How was my 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
How was your vacation, dude?
Yeah, I was off the show that the 1 week because I had a show that day. I was hosting the open
mic,
which was super fun. Great show going on over there at Jub Jub's every week. You know,
hey, come check us out. If you're not at the Burn or just getting back, this is the place to be.
But Saturday, I went to Kittenhead with the Infecto Skeletons, and I saw Rick there.
I think it was Infecto Skeletons with Kittenhead.
Right, Infecto Skeletons with Kittenhead.
Yeah, yeah, Kittenhead opened for the
You said
skeleton.
That like something from Dayton, Kittenhead.
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 You know, I always wanted to have a kitten embedded in a brick of blue
Kittenhead, Kittenhead.
With just its head and its ass sticking out.
Fucking
I just sit on my desk all day and go, mew. Yeah. You're not, you know, like feed it some kibble and clean up the shit that came out the other end.
Piss.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you ever see those origami
yes,
kitties?
I just thought of the same thing.
What just happened?
Origami
it was
kitties.
Horrifying.
That you get horrifying. Them really small and you put them in small glass jars until they grow. And then when you let them out, their bones have deformed since they were little kittens. And so they walk like a little square triangle bottle.
But you have to like super glue like
the
tubes to their genitals.
Yeah, so they can like pee and poop and a feeding
you
tube.
Enjoy them
so
for an hour and then put them
gross.
To sleep.
It was horrific.
That's
not
real.
Bonsai.
I don't want to live in a world that has that.
I don't want to see that.
It's not real.
No, we totally saw it on the
internet.
There
were pictures on the internet, but I'm sure it was fake.
In like 1990.
I hope it was
2000 or something. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, so it's totally real.
Who's doing
sure.
this? Japanese?
I think it was Riku.
Bagelheads are real.
Bagel heads are real, actually.
Oh, that's so creepy, too.
Are they Japanese, too?
What is that?
Yeah, they are.
Bagel heads.
People who get saline injections in their forehead, but while they're doing it, they put, like, something in the middle.
Their thumb?
So that it their thumb or whatever, so that it makes a circle. It's
it
like
looks like a bagel
Botox, Botox injection directly
it's
in
really
their forehead.
Really big in Japan.
What?
Yeah.
And then you have a bagel
body mod
head,
but it only lasts a night.
They make little horns.
It like totally recedes and goes back down.
That sounds very painful.
It's really just it is just saline. It's just a saline shot. That's why it goes
bizarre.
Away. It doesn't absorb
bizarre
so quickly.
Shit.
Gay guys do it with their balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Rick showed me weird.
Now
there's
that's
awful.
Yeah. Rick showed me weird stuff that
so educational
that made my pants feel looser.
Showed you it in person.
Rick, it made my pants looser, not
of
tighter.
Of course it would. Because you think like, oh, my shit's pretty small.
Oh, man.
No, I was just frightening.
Wow.
Man,
Rory.
Things don't need to get no better.
Anyway, Nick, your weekend.
I want to say, too, that was an awesome show this weekend. And I got to give props up to all the performers there at the...
Segway. It's a professional thing.
Shh. All the... at the Knitting Factory, that was a great show. Great to have local punk rock up there.
Hell yeah.
Kittenheads adopted, you know, they're from L.A., but they might as well be from, you know, at this point. Same with Sick Kitty Sit.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
Who we played
both.
With. And you guys talked about that last week, so I won't talk about that show. But the Merman.
Was rad.
Oh, and the Merman.
And then the Merman was a trifecta. That's why I was so fucking beat. I couldn't come in
the
first
week. A hell of
an
end of the summer here for Reno shows. I mean, that's just three of many awesome shows that have been going on.
Yeah.
Just wait till the fall and the winter.
There's always
something
cool to do in Reno, and it's finally happened because there's a time when there was like some cool shit going on.
Yeah, like once or twice a year. Because
you listeners, both creators and consumers, going out to shows, spending your money at the clubs, at Jub Jub's, at Cargo,
and shows.
Putting on shows,
recording records,
going to see shows too, because
making movies.
It sucks to put on shows and nobody shows up. And some of those people are the same, and those are rock stars,
heroes.
So I'll be more like that because Reno's awesome, and we now all finally have stuff to do. So don't forget to support your local scene.
You know what sucks is when you have like 13 things in the same day to do.
Yeah,
and it's great that
it's
we
awful.
Have this smorgasbord. But I
can't go support
hate
everything.
Not being able to go to everything.
Fuck.
I know. That's what happens when you're a worker.
And I have to.
When was the last thing you guys played? You played kind of recently.
Oh, we played Picnic for a private party. It was really, really fun.
Hey.
That's a fun venue.
That place smells great.
Yeah, I love that place.
Oh, and, it's, and they make the best drink ever.
Tonight.
This drink. Who is?
Well, for the in the recent past, in the future, recent future, but today, for the listener, tonight I'm playing at Picnic with a bunch of folks.
Tonight or Thursday?
Nice.
Yes, Thursday. Tonight.
Thursday. Like, tonight, Thursday.
Like, huh? Oh, so you will? Oh, cool.
Don't let the time travel fool you. It's
I didn't want
to,
but since we were talking about it, I thought I'd bring it up too.
Of course.
It's a great place to see shows.
It's if you super get fun. This,
we've
get
done it twice
time.
There. And
yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Still
it's
I've
cool.
been there a couple times. It's always been a blast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw the Shames there. They were great.
Oh, right
Shames
on.
Are great.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Spike had a show where all the dads of all the performers that who play around town, all their dads showed up, and it was like Max and Johnny Bailey and Spike and his dad, and
oh, that's cool.
A couple super, black dudes in couple that black shit dudes. Too. I didn't stay too long, but I think there were a couple black dudes in that shit too. And
wow, welcome to Reno.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, you guys
should.
Well, there was.
I just take that back. Can we take that back?
Oh my God! What's happening?
And now it never happened.
Bad trip.
Yeah.
Huh? Namaste.
Both of them were showing up.
But anyway, yeah. If you want to go tonight at Picnic, it's Loud as Folk with Spike, Sean Lee from the Hobo Goblins, Shane. I can't even say Heimeldinger from Backcountry.
Heimeldinger.
Nick Ramirez, broadcast professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. John Underwood from Deadly Gallows.
Underwood.
Underwood.
Underwear. And
Underwood.
Yeah. You guys should come out.
John Underwood.
He's amazing.
Nick
John
Ramirez
Underwood.
From the Liver Scars will be there as well.
And Nick Ramirez of the Liver Scars.
Come out tonight at your Picnic Teaching Club.
Okay, I'm a little bit high.
Music to beat your wife. By
Flout as well.
Oh my God. The Lover Scars.
You guys keep saying
the Lover Scars. I like that.
Music to beat your wife by.
You guys keep saying tonight, but it's Thursday.
Yes.
Hey,
Thursday.
Hey.
You say, but it's Thursday when
Thursday
it actually is Thursday.
Thursday.
It is Thursday.
For our listeners.
We're going to make sure that Rory gets this
that's
one out.
You know what? We don't want to confuse them.
Steve just figured out how time travel works.
Yeah. I did not know.
In a moment.
I thought we were all live.
It takes them 3 days to edit out the pornography.
Focus.
Yeah. We have to edit out all the bad words.
Yeah, every time we say fuck.
Say anything you want.
Shit or any of that stuff. Rick's got to take it.
Wilbur, don't touch me there.
Oh, don't say anything else. I don't think they're going to do that. I think
Steven,
they're baiting you.
I know
Doyle.
That you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I want to fuck you up the ass.
Whoa.
I think that everyone in this room and that other room wants to do that to you too, Steve. You're going to have to run.
Yeah.
Run, boy, run.
No, you know, just a little friendly hot dogging. It's not even gay.
Just hot dog buns.
Yeah. Just rest the meat in the buns.
I'd be content with some
dots. That's all. Doesn't even go inside.
He has like 7 shades of purple
Sorry.
Right now.
I just want to go on record.
On that note,
Nick and I don't
want to
do that.
All right, we brought a crap ton of songs.
Thank you, Chewy.
You're
so
welcome.
We write songs.
I only hot dog buns my girl.
Yeah.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
The future is now.
I just felt that.
So let's hear some songs of the future.
Music, music.
Yeah.
This is kind of the songs of the present. Music.
Right, the future is now.
That's the whole point. Oh, right. Peace.
Fantasy works for a very long time, especially if you're the sensitive kind. It's so hard to know when to leave it behind and recognize what we are seeing. You can never go home again, that's what they say. But I say the most, never leave anywhere. Doesn't cost much, except that it keeps us from life we can't touch. As we wait at the edges of being, you can never go home again. That's what they say, but I say the most, never leave. keeping it all away. Away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Away, yeah, close your eyes. It's hard to distinguish the truth from the lies for hearts that have always been bleeding. You can never go home again. That's what they say. But I say that most never leave. Anyway, anyway, yeah, yeah. Take this daily heartbreak to be always away while everyone's okay just sleeping it all away, 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 away.
Booyah.
Nice.
Some good guitar work.
Woo! Yes, they are.
I didn't even notice I was listening to the words. So.
You guys nailed it.
Me too. Good word work.
Thanks.
No, I mean, you guys do.
This show is live,
really,
ladies and gentlemen. That was awesome.
Thank
some
you.
Some pretty, yeah. Like, take you away, magical, like, just, you know, like, music you can be fully immersive with.
Rainbows and green fields, and I'm flying over them all.
I feel like a unicorn.
A unicorn, exactly. A unicorn.
And I hate hippie music, but I like listening
to
you guys.
Bad, yeah.
Well, we're kind of like hippie country.
I don't even know what the hell we are.
This was
unicorn.
This is our '60s throwback song. This is totally like Burt Bacharach. I don't know where.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, no.
It's got a little bit of that Austin Powers thing.
I don't know. Well, I just write music that makes my.
He writes stuff, and
just,
I write.
I just make my heart sing. My soul sing, actually, and then I bring it to her.
And then I say, I don't like that part.
Yeah,
she hates
soul
it.
Sing, bro. Yeah.
Word. No, I love it so much, and that's why it's so easy. When it works, it's like 20 yeah. minutes we have a song. When it doesn't work, it's like throw that away.
Do churches ever hit you guys up to like play there or anything? Because it really has
kind
of that
kind of. Oh, we totally could,
kinda...
yeah. But I don't want to play in a church.
Don't you think, Rick?
No, I would.
Well, you got to pick the right
mind.
Church.
Yeah.
Like, there's,
yeah.
you know, you got to get one that's cool.
We played at the
weddings.
The Lakeside Community Religious Science Church.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Gay Men's Chorus. Sings at the Episcopalian Church downtown.
That's
so I mean,
that
they're
place
fucking
rules.
Yeah,
oh, really?
They're
singing in that choir.
They're
they
really
such
okay.
Cool people.
That yeah, there's some cool religious people around town.
Yes,
like,
there's
a few. And the Methodist Church, the old one across from Java Jungle, they're really open minded as well.
Yes, they are.
As well,
I just go there with my boyfriend.
Kind
and
of a.
Do you like make out on the altar?
Oh,
no,
Steve
not
needs
yet.
A beer really bad. Anybody who
oh no,
I have no intern. I have to go do it.
What?
Let
me go do it. Don't need a sample or a commercial for the next few minutes.
Okay.
Anybody else want a beer?
Yes, please.
While you're down,
I would love a beer.
Of any
shape,
haywire.
Now
that
Rick's
leaving.
Are we?
We could play another song.
That's our magic
another
word,
song.
Yeah. Oh yeah, do another song while I get beer. There you go.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, but I don't want to miss the song.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna get the beer now.
It's not like Steve has to
hurry up.
Scars.
Steve's like jonesing over there.
Man,
jonesing.
It takes a long time to get a beer around this motherfucking place anymore, don't it?
What are we doing?
Scars.
Oh.
Well, I think like what happened with Mojo Jojo?
Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo.
I don't know. She was here last week for a minute. And
like
then...
something happened today. She couldn't make it in.
Oh, okay.
But...
Well wishes to you, Mojo. Hope everything worked out.
Yes.
Who's Mojo Jojo?
Our intern.
Awesome. Do you know who Mojo Jojo is? The
yes, of course.
The intern.
You do. Yeah. You know. No, Mojo. Oh. Mojo Jojo. He's
well,
the
no,
bad
not,
guy in
yeah.
Powerpuff Girls.
That's her
yeah.
nickname.
Mofo Jojo.
Mofo Jojo.
Yeah, she's
oh,
Mofo Jojo.
Jojo.
Thank you, sir. I have switched
I
to the Mando things. Now, so.
Thank you. Oh,
and quick Tom Plunkett
hillbilly
update. Tom.
Oh, yes, please, please.
Hey, Rick.
Tommy is breathing and eating and drinking of his own accord.
Yes.
He's going through therapy. He's got a long road ahead of him and can really use all the support and well wishes. But he's going to be spending a lot of time maybe solo, like, therapying, rehabbing after this recent bout in the
hospital.
I'm
glad he's doing better.
So. Yeah, I'm so
yeah, no, he's,
okay.
He's doing better. He has some spots in his memory. But moving forward and things will be better. Mm. And so there's your Tommy update.
I think he will be better now.
And we love you, Tom.
And I want to
shout
out
so
to
so much.
It's a shame
shout out
he
to
gets
Jamie
her right
Lynn.
Before the Raiders
yeah.
get good again.
Big shout out to Jamie for and Tom's sister for being there and taking care of him and making sure everything that needs to happen happens.
And if you need to book, you got to go through Rory right now because
back
Jamie's.
To me.
Jamie's dealing with this, so Rory's taking over on the booking, folks.
Back to me again.
Yes.
So
hit him up on the Facebook.
Yeah. I'm glad Tom's feeling better right before the Raiders are going to be good again, too. Big Raiders.
Yeah. That'll cheer him up.
Yep.
Well, their defense is pretty good.
You know, offense is very good. They got some good skill players. Latavius Murray, Amari Cooper, good for
That's the one
big
where
break
all the men
years.
Have tight ends, correct?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there is actually a gay football league.
I bet.
Rick. What do they wear?
Well, my favorite team is
uniforms.
The 69ers, but you know they have that drop thing in the back.
The San Francisco 69ers.
Yeah. Are you sure you want
to be
talking about
the Packers?
This?
The Browns.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, I always got to turn a perfectly good football conversation into something like that.
The Colts. Oh, I went to Virginia City with Mofo Jojo, and we saw a horse get a boner.
That's awesome.
That's always fun.
Really?
There was just one. I'd never seen this before.
And then
like,
what
so
happened?
It was
Are
shocking.
You sure it was a boner and he wasn't
bit,
just
Rick?
Going to
there
pee?
There was a bunch of wild
what's
Mustangs.
What's a horse looking at Mofo Jojo?
There, well, no, that's what's funny. There was a bunch of wild Mustangs in the street. Like, there was like six of them just in this,
cool.
like in the middle of town in the street. And so we're like, she's all, we got to go check that out. So we're walking up and I think they're going to run away, but they all kind of just stand there. And as Joe gets closer and closer to them, one of the horses fucking told me. And she looks at me and she goes, is that horse getting a boner? That
oh
is exactly what
happened.
See,
it was
oh, yeah,
it was the red rocket, not just that he needed to pee, stretching it out for that.
He's
it
all,
was,
hey.
It, you know, it would have still been a little bit like pushing rope uphill, I think, but it was a decent chub. Let's say. That's it. But enough to like, it's like knocking between his knees, kind of. You know
poor
what I mean?
Horse,
it
you guys are making fun of his
oh,
bones.
See, I think he was just
God.
Getting ready to pee there. Like, yeah, no, when they got red rockets, yeah, they're obvious.
Like, can the horse
you
still
grow up out
think
in the country,
when it gets a boner
you?
Like that?
Pushing rope
blood.
Up what?
Hill, ma'am.
Pushing a rope uphill, yeah. Like pushing a rope uphill.
Stuffing dough
you know
into a
saying.
Purse.
Yeah. That's not good. I need to get some pills when that happens.
They got a pill for that.
Sometimes you got to put dough
and
in a purse.
Sometimes it's a hot dog in a hallway.
But see a doctor if it lasts more than 4 hours.
Take some dough home and you got a purse to put it in. Fuck it.
That's the problem.
Yep. Yeah, that's what
that
we
is
meant,
the problem.
That's,
oh, dear.
That's,
oh, my goodness.
You guys are vulgar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And now more nice, pleasant hippie.
And
music.
She's not saying that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Margie.
Catholic
girls hey, Margie,
are the worst.
Have you met my daughter?
Yeah, I babysit her.
Oh, that was kind of a cute.
She ever
say
anything like this
really
to you?
So here's a song we wrote about.
Give me a really
addiction.
Filthy Riku
These guys are trying to
something.
Do this. But it's called Scars.
Oh.
And Margie's going to sing it.
Please, won't you come in? Sit down right here. I've something to say. Don't be afraid. Come in the shade. Once when we were young, summer. Nothing new. I am permission to take for the worst, bring them to life, show mine to you, the scars they saw through, the scars they saw through. So it took me a while, but you were my friend, whatever that meant. We wasted time, wasted our mind. Who would care anyway? Kids these days.
That was really beautiful. That just made me really ashamed that I was talking about horse boners right before.
It's actually kind of appropriate. It's appropriate for the real conversation, though, about Tommy. You know, we all have stuff, and you never know where it's going to come from. And learning to, you know, accept it and meet it where it is. Hard work.
It's a tough road.
Freaking hard.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Was great, you guys.
Sometimes you're lucky and you have a million people rooting for you in your corner, like Tom Plunkett. Mm-hmm. Not you're lucky. You're a fucking stand-up dude, and people know it. And you've been here for what, 30 years? I think Tom's lived here, if not more, mm-hmm. or whatever. And
something like that. Yeah.
That's the guy that knows like 5,000 songs.
Pretty
right?
much. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he knows 5,000 songs, really does. And he's one of the greatest like Shakespearean actors I've seen.
Yeah, really.
Like,
and a good friend, and a great
friend.
I have never seen Tom not be able to just drop in and jam with somebody. Like, just anybody playing any kind of music.
He played one time, Pete got sick or something. We had to play the gig, and he came and played Fat Couch and fucking ripped the solos. I was like, how? I didn't know that you could do that, Tom.
Wow.
He totally just.
Impressive.
That's hard to do. Pete's a fucking a superstar in his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just
Pete wrote
in and play
some hard
Pete.
Shit, and he like came in and did it his way that night and was really impressed.
Nice. Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, I love Tom.
Let's give it a million. Tom a day.
So, if Pete can't make it out for Tom any Fat Cow shows, we'll just
No.
So, you know, hey, I want to take this moment to say this next portion of the show is going to be brought to you by our fine sponsors.
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Hey, 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 thank you, Jamie.
renocarson.com.
Yeah, you might need it.
Check it out. Yeah. So,
trace my skip.
Now, back to the band here. You guys are all, like, individually pretty enormous talents who came to this band with some resumes behind you already.
Word.
How is it working with, like, you know, really a bunch of fellow high-level peers?
That's a very loaded question.
Yes, it is.
I'd have to be more loaded to answer it.
No, and I don't say that to take away anything from anybody you might have worked with at any other projects in the past. But in this group, you guys are, like, really all four very strong people out the gate.
Well, we really are nice to each other, and they drink a lot of beer. And
that's really important, actually.
They don't mind.
Jill and I talk about
great
girl
social
stuff.
Lubricant.
We let them be girls.
We have girl talk.
And it's easy.
And a lot of the girl talk is about social lubricant, as a matter of fact.
The ghetto boys are some kind of girls.
He was listening, Doyle. I knew you were listening.
Well, and Doyle is the unassuming, like, complete, like trippy weirdo freak.
He is,
like,
the one, right? You look at us, and we
no, but I play one on TV.
He looks like the normal guy. He's not the normal guy.
Oh, were there a lottery of who among you would be the first to become a serial killer? It's either
Doyle.
It's totally either so Doyle or Margie. Thank you, Doyle.
Margie might.
I've stabbed a box of cornflakes before. Does that count?
I can see you both on episodes of what was it? Snapped.
yeah, I could see myself.
I've seen
that.
You like on the with a smile on your face, ready to blow, and it's really, really it's terrifying.
Don't put
do
a
that.
Pair of sewing shears in Margie's hand.
And Jill's seen that look.
I have. See, that's the other thing is that I think that conflict is really everyone is so conflict avoidant in life and. It's not like that so much. We're getting to the point where we can really say, you know, I don't like what you did up there today, right. And it's nice.
Oh, it is
and
good. Yeah, we communicate really well.
And we can tell each other what we want more of, and people are receptive. It's good.
Yeah,
That extra level of openness in an ensemble that works together. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Nobody has to walk on eggshells too much anymore. We never really did.
No, we never did.
Yeah. We got
very mature.
Very cool.
And
it shines through. Like, I mean, the level of songwriting and performance is...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up there.
It's them, though. And I just watch Steve's fingers is all I do.
Yeah, me too.
And wow. We don't really work at the songwriting.
They're nice, aren't they?
Like 20 minutes.
Nice and dirty, work tan, calloused.
Yeah. Oh, God, fingers, he's got man hands. Nobody shakes Steve's hand. Don't call him a man. I'm just saying. I can bring home the bacon. Right up in a pan and never, never, never let you forget you're a man, 'cause I'm a woman. Anjali, what is it?
Anjali.
You know, this doesn't really work on a Mando.
Can we never do that again?
No. Are we freestyling here? What's going on?
No, stop. The problem. No. All right, I'll tell you one problem.
It's all her fault.
One problem with the band. We both agree. Yes.
There is the noodling factor
of two diva guitar players back to back. Oh my God.
Here's our
stop the noodling.
And we did just violate rule number two of Worst Little Podcast.
Rick hates noodling.
No noodling.
Thank you, Rick.
Rule number one is you must bring your own beer box. Rule number two.
We didn't know about that.
Well, girls don't have to wear one.
Girls don't have to wear one. It's cool. Just for the guys.
So they don't feel gay.
So we don't make eye contact. So
what happens on the podcast stays on the podcast.
What don't the girls have to wear?
Beer boxes.
So you just see the porno in front of you and not your bro next to you.
Yeah.
It's like blinders. Yeah. You just put the beer box on
I'll tell you that.
Why would you ever...
Hey.
It's for the
don't ask about the origins. It's not true.
Nick and I used really to share an apartment up off Nevada Street, and it's we kind of had to deal true. With some situations where we had a lot of roommates and whatnot. We'll
and then there's the post-show meeting where Rick makes us do it unless Ariel rape us later.
So what can I do to make men suck my dick?
It's the prize when you win the quiz.
Out of context.
Chewy, why does it always go back to that, huh?
Yeah, it never goes back to that. I don't even know why I said that. That must have been a month ago.
Some people are late bloomers, Chewy.
Yeah, better latent than never.
Hey.
Nice.
We'll see.
Well played.
All right, another song? Or?
Do you want to just jump into something else? Like, sure. Yeah, how many songs did you guys bring to play?
Five songs because we're all gung-ho.
All right.
But we don't have to play.
Which is appropriate because of that gong
we
just played.
How many are?
Oh, no, we want at least five.
A love song. Actually,
we've done two.
Gong-ho.
Back
off, Jack. Yeah.
We are going to play the one love song that we actually play.
Oh,
that was written. One original love song.
This was written by my son.
Wedding song.
For his brother and his wife, and it is a song that
Gabe.
It was
Gabe
both yours,
Gabe,
right?
Yeah. And I wrote the lyrics, and I wrote the melody and the lyrics, and he wrote the guitar part.
Great kid,
and
man.
He's been on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. He's been on the podcast a couple times, hasn't he?
Yep. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. FOS. Okay.
Friend of show.
Shopping malls, impossible wishes and late night calls. Whatever comes, sometimes we fall on this path that led you to me. Never followed a straight line, we never marched in perfect time. Still we danced and I made you mine. Future, the past, we will learn, it will last. Forever's around.
with me. Always walk with me.
Or something facsimile thereof.
Yay! That was
pretty. Nice. Very pretty. Very pretty.
It's kind of country.
Do you guys have lots more upbeat rockin' songs or more mellow B-sad songs?
What do we got? One intense, loud song, but it's not fast. Liar's Bluff. That's loud. You only want rockin' songs now?
No, I'm just wondering what a percentage of all the songs you might play at a set kind of
thing. Percentage.
Mostly upbeat.
Not about today, just about you guys as a band.
Yeah, mostly. Most of them are.
Maybe 85%.
They have dark themes. Even the fast ones have dark themes because it's about people.
But I mean, this is like clap your hands, stomp along, get up and dance kind of music.
Yeah, you could dance to that.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a Sesame Street sort of song, too.
Yeah, we do.
You do?
And that one's 20 years old. 23 years old.
23, 22, 23,
yeah.
We've been writing songs together
it's
for
a magic
23 years.
Number.
24 years.
Fuck. 24. Ha ha ha.
Not me. Crazy. I was a baby.
You're just a baby.
We were in a band called the Interplanetary Vagabonds, based on the fact that we both liked The Little Prince.
Yeah, and this was 92?
92, yeah. Robin was just born.
92 was the best year, wasn't it, guys?
You know what?
It was a good year for rock and roll.
It was a great year for
that. That sounds like a band from 92.
It was a great year
for the house band at the Zephyr back in 93.
But it was
for like a week
and a half.
After BOHG and Short Fuse bailed on it.
Right.
Those bands were awesome.
Jill is about to choke. We need a paramedic. Oh, shit.
Hey.
While we're waiting for the paramedic, Rick, can you give me my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the quiz. The worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you all some really embarrassing, fun questions. And if you know and trust each other, there's nothing to hide. Am I right?
Right.
It's just the internet listening.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm scared.
Are you ready to play?
Margie ain't scared. Margie always aces this thing.
I will be scoring you, and I will also be judging you.
Ah, I'm used to it.
And staring at you.
And that guy's name.
Psycho
Beepers.
I'd have exposed some cleavage if I had known.
Margie knows how to
play. Never too late.
It's okay, because you took your pants off.
Gluteal cleavage.
So,
that's right. You like the other cleavage.
Oops, no, I didn't want to write
the other cleavage.
Just give me some bottom ball.
How does this look?
That's all I'm asking.
Other cleavage.
Ooh, yeah. That's it. I like your boobs, John.
Lots of things can cleave, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, Doyle.
This band has great boobs.
You're a strapping man of not so young
years. I've never strapped anything on there, really.
But in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? Today.
Wow.
Today.
All of history.
Yeah. Real people, no fictional characters, please.
Oh, really?
This is a hard question.
You know, probably General...
Say that again.
George
it's
Patton.
A hard question.
Probably George
Said
Patton.
No fictional
if he
character.
Kicked my ass...
Patton.
No
shame no in
fictional,
that.
He's not a fictional character.
I've seen a movie about him.
Yeah,
that doesn't
so.
Mean he's fictional. It's called a biography.
No,
we'll talk about that later.
Chewy doesn't believe that the real world exists.
Okay, should I pick somebody else?
No, that's actually a good answer. He was actually a
great answer.
He was an ass kicker.
And really, and if he does kick your ass, no shame in that.
No, right. And I probably learned something.
All right,
you magnificent bastard,
Jill. Who in all of history?
I am never going to change my answer. You know what it is.
I know.
Rene Descartes.
Oh, yeah.
The body-mind split that has caused all this havoc and created this ridiculous binary.
One of my favorite answers.
People wouldn't be assholes if it wasn't for him.
He was a fabulous
right?
Man.
People wouldn't be people if it weren't for him.
I just don't like his. I don't like his jive.
I agree with you, Jill. Like 100%. I've hated him since Philosophy 101.
Me too. Yeah.
I've hated him since you were on the show last. I hate his guts.
I love you, Chewy.
James Taylor too. Fuck that guy.
Fuck James.
Oh yeah, remember that?
Good fucking.
That's
Carter.
A good callback.
Carter set us
you know, I don't like him, but for a different reason. Right. He totally wimped out on his, on the whole existence of God thing.
I know he did. He was
and
pandering.
Because of him, I invented a new proof for the existence of God.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring it with you today?
Yeah, I've got it right here in my mind.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Here it is. Put the quiz on pause.
Besides the point,
we're going
but we'll
to
go
figure
on
this out.
Yes.
If God didn't exist, I couldn't bear to go on. And yet here I am.
But that's subjective and solipsistic, and he would have... Oh, no.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay, you get it.
Oh, my God.
Also, like I said, besides the point.
Okay.
All right. Back to the quiz. Margie.
Let me drive, ladies and gentlemen. Let me drive.
Bend over.
Margie.
I would choose... If I could beat someone up...
All of history.
I would choose Jill.
Yeah. I was going to pick you.
Nice. She always knows how to play.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather wrestle instead?
Well, you know, because here's the thing. Here's the truth. She would kick my ass, but I think I would like it.
Yeah.
And it's hot too.
And I'm always trying to feel her up whenever I get drunk. So
yeah, you. It was nice.
I told you, girl, to keep it in your pants.
Say that again.
Keep it in your pants.
Yeah.
Tuck it in.
Steve, all of history.
I can't even think of one. I can't think of anybody.
Oh, come on. Anyway.
Steve loves everybody.
Faggot.
Sweetie, wait till he's given his answer.
That is not nice.
Of all of history.
It could be last
quick,
Steve.
Wait.
Hurry.
You're losing points the longer it takes.
You know there's somebody
Spit
you don't
it
like.
Spit out, dude.
McCarthy. You got 5 seconds.
McCarthy. Oh, okay. Yes. Nice. Good choice.
The guy from the Beatles?
What was the question?
Joe McCarthy, right?
Paul McCartney?
No, Joe.
McCarthy.
The communist witch trials guy.
The guy with the puppet? Okay.
Charlie McCarthy? What did that puppet ever do to you?
Steve, get your hand out of my ass,
Steve.
You know, none of your younger listeners are going to know what that means.
The back door.
They can Google
go to your government class, kids.
The back door, entrance or exit?
The government door.
The government. No. Door.
No,
the back door.
Don't worry about the last question. We're moving on.
Oh, you guys are gone.
The back door, entrance or exit?
It's a. It'd be.
The back door, capital letters. You should know what I'm talking about.
I know.
He's not
I got it.
It's a one-way check valve, so I'd have to say just exit.
Exit only.
Good for you, buddy.
Both.
Hey.
Gosh.
Yeah.
No, Marge, you get extra points for that. Jill.
Neither.
She just hold in.
Holy shit, she just like blew up the game.
Nobody ever says that.
Damn.
She's studying to be Elvis.
That was so zen.
You know, I'm really not interested. But if any of that shit comes on TV, I just turn it right off.
Gotcha.
See Cat Dog?
He's in exit.
I lived it, lady.
Let's see.
Would saloon doors be a good answer to that one?
Well, only if the guy's really loose.
Saloon doors would work as an answer for that, yes.
Like flaps, yeah.
You're on a road trip. Doyle, you can take with you your favorite celebrity for your own personal buddy movie. Who is that celebrity?
Boy, I don't know celebrities. That's my wife's job.
I mean, it could be like Charlie Rose or something boring like that.
Why is that your wife's job?
Because she reads People magazine, I don't.
Oh, okay. Dude,
celebrity
Charlie Rose.
Hey, how about Barack Obama? He's not going to be doing anything about a year.
It'd be a good time, too, because you could be like, how was
so
it?
Really,
being
tell me straight, man. Dude. Tell me straight. Yeah. All right, Jill.
I would be the most boring buddy movie person in the world, and I think the only person who would be as boring as me would be Peter Gabriel. I don't think we would make a very... It would be more like a mind walk buddy movie. It wouldn't be a...
Just like 5 hours of awkwardness.
It'd be in the art house.
We'd just be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny, I don't think.
Like the criminals in Fargo?
Way to sell me on your answer.
Head scratches.
It's like, Margie.
It was honest.
Would kill you to say something?
It would be Benedict Cumberbatch, and it'd be a porn.
Ooh. Whoa.
See?
It'd be a fuck buddy movie.
You don't think that guy looks like Beavis?
Oh, man.
Not Beavis, Butthead.
Benedict.
Sorry, Butthead.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
He kind of looks like Butthead, dude.
I believe it's Bach.
Hey, this is her movie.
I'm sorry.
Steve.
For me, it would be Tom Waits. I think I'd have
Tom Waits.
Because I want to hear his commentary. Just really quiet next to you.
Like what he was going to say.
Just muttering constantly.
Pull over here!
Don't you think that guy looks like King of the Hill?
Talking in your mic.
No, he's not.
I keep telling him shit.
Margie's kind of his keeper. She's the mic keeper right now.
I'm not used to having things shoved in my face.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Steve, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Stray Cats
and Roman Holiday. Yeah. It was Delmar. No, it's in seventh grade, so it was 83. It was the very first show at Lawler, actually.
Nice.
Fucking A.
Fuck me. That's awesome.
Great show. Wow.
He just won the
game. I don't know how Margie's going to beat
serious
that.
Points.
I'm not. I have a terrible answer.
What is it? Oh, but sometimes that can beat it.
Well, I can't remember which it was, but it's either Alanis Morissette or New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I don't know. Where was that show at?
Either in Las Vegas.
Yeah, see, that's a terrible answer.
New Kids on the Block almost.
New Kids is my first show, so I'll give you a little pass there. But,
okay.
But the Alanis kind of takes away some.
And in Vegas, it's so cliche.
Some, you know, teen angst.
Well, she's a powerful
Jill,
woman.
Jill, was your first concert?
Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker. And I was told that we were supposed to dress in red by KOZZ 10.
And your max volume tell you that?
And they told us to dress in red, and I was 10.
Was that
so
a
I wore
too?
A fucking thing with a spinny top because it was the only red hat I could find, and I wore a little red miniskirt.
A red propeller
and
hat?
I had, yes.
Was that
and I had no
center?
Idea oh, what shit. A rock concert was like, and some girl puked on me, and I thought she was dying. So I went and got security, and she was so angry at me, and I never knew why. And
that was awesome.
Wow. Fucking do-gooder.
It was very good day.
Where was the show at?
At the old convention center that is now the
Centennial
convention.
Coliseum.
Centennial Coliseum.
All right.
Wow. Yes,
good
Hagar.
Answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. That's a great answer.
Those blue seats.
Elvis Costello.
Ooh.
1977.
Wow.
The Paramount in Portland, Oregon. That's somebody chucked an M80 on stage, and he left the stage in a huff for 30 minutes, but then he came back.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, too, though, with that.
And Doyle, excuse me while I whip this out. Hi.
Damn.
There's a lot of good-ass answers.
Yeah.
That was good. You dude, guys are a good
you're
band.
A classy band.
But Margie's answer was
all
great.
The answers,
Margie, you need to learn to lie.
Oh, man. I know.
No, I'd see Alanis Morissette in Vegas if I had a chance.
No, I love her. I love Alanis Morissette so much.
I don't like to lie, though.
A local Reno guy
mixed
her first album.
What's your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to eat when I'm drunk. I had a Blind Onion pizza the
drunk?
Other night that was pretty good. Okay. I had a Greek pizza from Blind Onion Pizza. And I knew
oh,
I was,
yeah,
I knew I was drunk because
no
I left
free
some
plugs,
Lagunitas
please.
On the table.
Jill.
Does it have to be a food?
Well, no.
No, you're drunk
no,
food,
but it does have
happy
to,
food.
It does
Boom-tang.
Have to. I think you know what I'm thinking.
Protein.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
All
right, Jill is figuring the game out. Okay.
Put you down.
Meat's free, but you got to work for the gravy.
My pants.
I think you just made my nipples
wow.
high.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Margie.
I like that kind of work.
My favorite hangover food or?
Drunk food.
Oh, while I'm drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I really like tater tots.
Oh, well, yeah. We have tater tots at our
now,
rehearsals
what do you dip
all
them
the
in?
Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Mayonnaise.
She likes them in mayo.
Oh, really? Tater tots in mayo?
See, you had us, and then,
Hey,
we always have ketchup and mayo, so if you can.
I love that answer. You mix
Sriracha
them together, you
mayo.
Make a fry
yeah,
sauce.
Riku agrees. Mayo?
Can I go,
Yes, you can.
Oh, my God. No, it's so good. No,
that sounds
it's
great.
So good.
I'm going to make that tonight when I get home.
God in heaven.
Steve, favorite drunk food?
Beer. It's liquid bread.
Yeah.
I can't really get
good
drunk
answer.
Off of beer. So if I'm going to pull it
that's
drunk,
the pirate's answer.
You guys are good at this game, all of you.
Oh.
It's liquid bread.
All right, this is going to be a double question for everybody. Steve, how many books do you own to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100?
Oh, well over 100.
200 to 1,000? Like, give me a good round number.
Probably about, I'd say between 300 and 400.
All right. What was the last book you read?
Last book I read was Gulliver's Travel, actually.
Ah, ooh. Excellent. That's fun.
Yeah, that's weird.
For how many times have you read that before?
That'll be my second time, but every time I'm like, that's where lawyers got their damn fucking language from. Read that book. It's like reading a contract.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
No, Swift is totally playing with the language and society. Oh, it's good stuff. It's great. Margie,
how many books do I own? No.
Round number. 8.
More than 8.
80.
I'm going to go with
45 books.
A few hundred. I don't know.
A couple of bookshelves?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And what's the last one you read?
The last one I read. The last one I completed, I don't remember. I read stuff and then I get bored and then I read it again and but I don't know.
What are you currently in the middle of? What's the last thing you read literally as
that
far
you
as
can
a book?
Remember?
That I remember. I started Harry Potter, but then I forgot.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
That Jill. Didn't hold your interest? That's
no.
Sad.
It did, it did. But then wow. But then I...
Life happened. And
next.
I, yeah, all right, yeah. Jill. You're doing so well on this.
I know,
probably
now you're far
about
behind.
500, 600 books at least. I don't know, because I have a whole garage full of them, but I have a lot because
sure.
I have 2 master's degrees, and it really costs a lot of money in books.
And a lot of books.
You do?
And I kept them all, yeah.
What are your 2 and masters in?
My first one is in behavior analysis, and the second one is in marriage and family therapy, so I'm a shrink.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She's legit. Oh.
I got to behave better when I'm around you.
Oh, we
You'll
can
know
talk
stuff.
About that. Yeah. We can figure out why you're doing what you're doing
but her
and
only...
how we can change it.
Yeah, but okay.
Okay.
So,
hey, it sounds so good.
You. You're perfect the way you are.
What was the last one you read? The last book you read?
The last book I had in my hands was a book that was given to me by a kid named Kyle, who's in the advanced class of life.
No.
And he gave me it's called Nonviolent Communication, and that was really good. But the last one I paid a lot of attention to was, that one was awesome, but I didn't get to read the whole thing, Thinking in Pictures by Temple Grandin.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good book.
I don't know what that is.
It's about autism and how they
yeah,
see everything
differently. Temple Grandin is a PhD professor.
At Colorado State.
Yeah, with autism.
She made the humane killing places for cows. She made the humane slaughterhouses. So they call it the stairway to heaven.
And they feel like they're with the herd.
Feel like
they pet
fine.
Their heads and they read them a book and then they stab them.
No.
No, they punch them with a pneumatic hammer.
They walk in spirals like cattle do. And so they think they're just walking in spirals. And it's actually really
they cut
beautiful.
Their head off like what
and then
like,
they shoot him in the face.
Okay. Doyle. And it was over.
Doyle.
All right.
Books.
All right. I got about five to 700 books or something like that. I'm reading Musicking right now. It's about it's kind of like a music philosophy book about the weird cultural practices of classical music and how all that you know, like the people in the audience never talk to the musicians, and they're all dead quiet during a performance, which we don't expect. And you know, you do all your drinking outside before you get in there and listen to them.
Ooh, I want
to
read that.
The whole idea is
done?
The whole idea
how
is to convey
appreciation has changed. Music.
It's all about conveying the thoughts of a dead guy from hundreds of years.
Right.
I don't like it when the show's
that's heavy, man.
Why?
Because we're not talking about. Dicks in
it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all Rick cares.
Yeah, let's get back to Dicks. Come on.
Dicks.
Rick's
exactly.
One of them
Can we get back on Dicks?
It's the last book please. Rick read was about
Dicks. What's the last dick you sucked?
I think this is skewed.
Oh, my.
That's not a real question, y'all.
Rapid fire question time. Starting, all right. Starting with me, Doyle, puke or diarrhea?
Oh, there we go.
Puke
back
every
on
time,
point.
Man.
Puke.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Okay. Nick.
All right. Both?
Milk. Okay.
Do you mean to do it or to get it on you?
Okay, let's start with Doyle.
Either one.
Milking. This is rapid fire. No questions, right. Please. Milk and cookies or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Milk and cookies.
Whiskey.
Oh, Marty.
Blue like
pill
whiskey.
Or red pill?
I don't remember what they mean, but red pill, I guess.
No, I don't want to go where he's
going. No, you can only say
no,
once.
Blue.
Go.
No, green. No.
Jill.
Blue.
Blue.
Red.
Oh.
That means nothing.
Christopher Walken or Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Christopher.
Yeah, more Christopher for us. Okay.
Nick with the new questions.
Weed
here.
Or booze?
Booze.
Weed.
Booze.
And how can you make the choice?
That's like choosing Steve a favorite child.
Oh, that's okay, easy. You're going with the both? All right.
Yeah.
J-Lo or ScarJo?
Oh, shit.
I take the Fifth Amendment. I don't know who any
really?
Of these people are.
ScarJo.
Shit, ScarJo all the way,
who
yo.
The fuck?
ScarJo.
Who's going to say
ScarJo
J-Lo to
Johnson.
That question?
I like
I don't know, me?
She's all right.
Okay,
she's,
I'm sorry. I forgot that you were
like
Hispanic.
It doesn't matter. What the hell?
All right, let's start with,
start with Steve.
Steven. Greeks or Romans?
Greeks.
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 Y'all like right. Butt sex.
All right,
all right. They got cooler guys.
Got
Steven,
Italians.
Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Oh, I like walruses.
Walrus.
Walry.
A poor donkey.
Aww.
You like multiple.
Brady Bunch or Partridge Family?
Oh,
Oh, shit.
Partridge Family.
It's a good one.
God damn it.
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Marcia.
All right. Bush or bald?
What?
Bush or bald?
Ooh. Oh, bald. Bald. Bald.
Bush.
Neatly trimmed, dude.
Bald.
All right.
I was bald once.
Mushrooms or coke?
Whoa.
Baby well, challenge is, question again.
We're not incriminating ourselves, are we?
No, it's just saying. Mushrooms mean you're on
just
them.
Just saying. Allegedly.
Yeah. It's all alleged.
Neither.
It's all...
Mushrooms are therapeutic.
Coca-Cola, please.
All magic right. of the radio.
All over my pizza.
Oh, here's one of my favorites.
Mushrooms on your pizza.
Clooney or Pitt?
What?
Ooh. Oh, Clooney.
Clooney.
Pitt.
Yeah.
Clooney, I guess.
Good for you. Right. Waylon or Willie?
God damn it.
Willie.
You can't split that. Can't even answer.
Yeah, you're right.
Willie.
Both.
See, I had to think
about it. That's just mean.
That was an unfair question.
Rory, I can see you're taking these points down madly. All right. Metal. Steven, metal.
His fingers are flying, people.
Metal or punk?
And I'm silently judging.
Mm, punk.
I don't know. Punk, I guess.
I love punk, but I gotta say metal.
All the kids are hopped up and ready to go. It's gotta punk. Be punk.
All right.
Could I do one?
Wait, some bridge. Yes, go ahead, Chewbacca.
Ham or cheese?
Ham.
Cheese.
Ham.
I do it.
Meat.
Split decision there.
Oh, what about circumcised or not?
Don't have an opinion, sorry.
All of it. I love it all.
Absolutely no circumcision ever. It's ritualistic child abuse.
That's how we won the Second World War.
Damn.
Wow.
That's how the Nazis could tell if you were one of us.
It was for the greater good.
Oh, holy God. Crap. Well, I think we've ran through these fucking rapid-fire questions. Let's call it a day. Rory, what did they score?
Wow, it's been big points up on the board here. Coming in, unfortunately, with a slightly lower score than everybody else. To go with his slow mental acuity.
To go with our IQ.
We've got Steve in last place here with 376 points, unfortunately. Don't laugh too hard, Doyle, because you came in third with only 412. It was a much more of a higher battle between the ladies. And while Margie... had a really strong start there. Jill came back with lots of great answers to take the win. With 734 and a half points.
So this isn't like golf then?
No.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yay, the girls won.
You won the Golden Beer Box Award.
But I don't need one because there's the porn in the boys. And
right,
I need
it's
it.
Optional for you.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to wear it, just the dudes.
Yay, the ladies dominated.
Shower action?
Right.
Now, you know what that is.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Ooh. I want to be showered with gold, but not like that.
Do you saw The Hobbit?
You're in trouble there, young lady.
All right, let's have a song.
Woo. All right, which song, are we doing? Let's do
The New Year's Block.
Is it still mandolin?
Or blade? Yes, okay. Still mandolin. No, how much time do we have left?
Can we do,
we got all day. All
right. We do whatever we want.
Whatever. Okay,
we
do what we want.
Let's do two more songs.
Let's do Liar's Bluff first.
Do this one, say goodbye, and play another one.
All right. We just wrote this. I wrote this because I've had to do some go-letting of people that I didn't want to let go in my life from long, 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 long ago.
That's sad.
It is sad, but it's really important to do it when people aren't good for you.
Liar's Bluff?
So all of my lyrics are kind of therapy lyrics, but, you know. They sound cool if you're not listening.
I'm sure if it's helpful for you, it could be helpful for others to hear.
It's helpful to me.
Because you're a very honest person, Jill.
Thank you, Nick.
What do you guys have coming up in the future? Where we're getting
we're going to play that show that
all the
folks are playing. He might die before the next show.
Doyle always looking for death around the next corner.
Well, he's earned it.
Pretty much just ask anybody that knows me.
No,
speaking of which, I met his lovely wife a couple
isn't
weeks
she
ago.
Wonderful?
I could see the murderous glint.
Yes,
I love
but
Chris.
That was in her eyes.
Yes,
naturally.
So yeah, this is about you can let go of lots of people and stuff. This is sad. I can't hear them in my ears anymore.
Where were you when I took that leap? And where were you when I died in my sleep? So much you didn't know. And every time that I lean in, you turn it all around on me again. So much I couldn't show. Oh, I have to let you go. Oh, I have to let you go. Must be lonely in that room there with your lies and your fading bloom, shivering in the cold. I can see you're far away, and all I want is to find you and say you don't have to be so long. Oh, why don't you let it show? And I feel to share the weight you can't bear alone. Open the door and I'm coming eyes. Did you even try to see? All those nights you turned from me, seeking love from a mystery. I scream, hey, now what about me?
Real good.
And that's brand new. Nobody's ever heard it, eh?
No one heard it. First time ever.
Exclusive.
We tried to play it, I think.
No, well, we talked about it, but your guys' mic thing on Monday is too late for us.
Oh, yeah, we were going to play it at open mic, but we were fucking old.
We're old.
Right.
God, I hope nobody listens to this that I know.
Whoever you are, it's not about you.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Reno music scene, supportive of its supporters.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Not you, it's me.
Jill Marlene, it's musician
just,
of the
people. We're the only
ones
who are going to hear it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry. The 12 people that listen don't take it personally. And they usually don't leave their mother's basements either.
No. But they're so vain. They probably think the song is about them.
My next song is about that. Actually.
So say to me again, what do you have coming up next besides
the
next show?
We're doing the thing. We're doing the Offbeat Festival. We're doing that.
Nice.
I think we're doing it Friday.
Very cool.
I don't know where.
That's a big
show. Nobody knows where yet.
I know it's
going
to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Anything beyond that?
I don't know. Just kind of fall in, and we don't know when that's going to happen. We had a thing on the 12th, but it's a private party, and that's it.
We've done a couple of private parties, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice gig.
Nobody has to take their clothes off either. It's good.
Yeah.
Do you normally?
Jill does, usually.
Only at the public ones.
ladies and gentlemen.
Where there's children around.
When I played Janet, though.
Generously.
Bad idea.
cavity.
Rocky
to
Horror.
Sing
oh,
with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, oh, tell. What was all. Our name?
Oh yeah, when you were Becky oh. Lou and
I was on acid and saw yeah. that.
To the crime.
You saw the girl. You were there
the girl
when
was
happened.
There
oh,
when that
shit.
Happened.
I was so embarrassed.
And
the next day.
Yeah, and I saw and I was so happy when you ripped off Dave Richards' underwear.
Oh God. That
yeah,
was,
I was totally sitting back, and we were fucking cheering. It was the
oh,
most exciting moment
Wait.
Ever. And then didn't you guys
that
get thrown
was,
out immediately?
That's some old school shit
oh,
right there.
Oh, okay.
Back in the 80s.
That was yeah. rad.
Was that like, Keystone?
And I took
like
it.
15.
Yeah, the old Keystone.
I was so rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard that old Keystone
I say Rocky,
was
you say horror, Rocky.
Horror.
Rocky.
Horror.
You're so good. Horror. Hey, Nick, what do you have coming up here?
Oh, well, tonight,
folks. That sounded like, oh, I would just suck his dick.
I just suck my own dick, but
before, while you're down there,
I hurt my neck when I try it. It doesn't work.
Yoga,
Nick.
So
yoga.
That's why I'm very codependent. But I'm playing tonight with a bunch of dudes, really cool guys from other bands over at the Picnic.
Nice.
Pub. I'm on, I think, I don't even know which role or what time I'm on, but come out early,
it's
bring some steaks.
Too.
We're going to cook fucking food together and hang out and listen to music. And be mellow over at the Picnic Pub and have a good time, loud as folk. Nice. Always a great show. Spike McGuire, thank you for putting it on.
Love you, Spike.
Super fun.
They have a great
just
bar
that in anywhere, right?
The bar is great, and they have this thing called a Campfire Sour. It's the best drink in the world.
There it is.
There it is.
Whoop. There it is.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of right now.
Sounds good.
What do you got? What do you got, Chewbacca?
Well, summer's about over, and the Aces are just playing one more weekend. So if you guys got nothing else to do this weekend, go out and check them out. Two games for the price of one on Saturday. Nice Sunday afternoon game. Go see the Aces. You know, summer's almost over. Baseball, Reno. If you don't hate baseball like some people do,
the Aces
just go
are
check
good
them out.
Too.
Aces
dude.
Are pretty like damn good.
Aces
games.
Are fun. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to spend a summer evening. So.
All right,
this is it, too. This is
and don't forget, while you know you might have the rib cook-off in Sparks, we also have the world-famous camel races in Virginia City.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah, yeah.
And they also race ostriches.
Yes, camel right. and ostrich racing up in Virginia City on Saturday.
And walruses.
Yep, and those yeah. animals
no.
want to be
you probably see some camel toe there, right? Yeah.
Oh,
and
down.
Wild horse boners.
Moose knuckles.
Donkeys.
Moose knuckles.
Donkeys, I meant donkeys.
Also,
oh, yeah, Stinky and what's
Thursday
her name? Bernadine.
Night if
Burn
you're out and about, don't forget there's the art walk. There's also Loudest Folk with Nick. Hexa Shooter, friends of the show, are also
Ooh,
playing.
Love them.
Let's see. There's a closing reception for Emily Reed. There's AuthorCon at Grassroots. Greg Golden Band and Dishwalla are playing out at the Rib Cook-Off.
Oh, Dishwalla.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty exciting. And the next week, I'm hosting the open mic, so please check
so
it out.
So booyah.
Very, very cool.
Jill?
I raised my hand. We have something coming up. Doyle and I are playing the Celtic Festival.
All right.
With 317. So that.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the Irish.
October 2nd ish.
Fill your flask.
Lucky us.
Fill your flask.
And me and Margie and Steve are working on a new project.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
With our other friends in it. I don't know if I want to give it all away.
And you and I are also working on another project
pretty
separately.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
That's true.
Yeah.
Me and Rory
kind
are
of
doing
incestuous.
Our...
So how in the hell do you sleep, Nick?
Performance art.
When do you
no,
sleep?
No. I'm talking about the one where I play bass.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay, that's
I still
even
don't even believe you
more,
play guitar.
We'll talk about that on a... let's share that on a further podcast down the road.
Yeah, that's a cliffhanger.
Big secret, yeah.
Oh,
what is Rory talking about? We all have to tune back in to find out.
Yeah. Oh, and if you missed it, I was awesome. In John and John.
John and John was great.
That's what I heard.
Great. Love you, Star Trek freaks out there,
know
too.
About it.
The 1701st
read
or whatever.
About it in the paper?
They're great.
John and John.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk covered on a previous podcast. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, all the interns, and Wheatstone Bridge, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, and we love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Of us who've been removed from feeling into what behooves.
whence comes this hunger we must feed? We may not know when it's too much, may not question, test, and touch. We may not know our own desire, we can't distinguish light from fire. We may gorge ourselves a drink, or not know when we're at the brink. We may not know when we've enough, we can call the liar's blood. The echo in our crystal minds, the crippling words they left behind. You don't need that, those tears aren't real. Watch ourselves in pieces try to find ourselves in others' eyes. When in the mirror, in our thoughts, in our bodies, all in knots, the precious clues to self persist, proclaim softly, I exist. We may not know when it's too much, we may not question, test, and touch. We may not know our own desire, we can't distinguish ice from fire. And we may gorge ourselves a drink, not know when we're at the brink. We may not know when we've enough. No, we can't call, no, we can't call the liar's love.
I hope when I grow up, I shall be just like you.
Dog War Studios.
It's a present from Dick. Isn't it beautiful?
You duck water.